On a cloudy March morning south of downtown Indianapolis near Lucas Oil Stadium, a group of engineers, journalists, and city utility officials cram into a steel cage. A crane lowers us down into a giant pit. We're going to see part of a 28-mile-long tunnel Citizens Energy Group is building. It takes about a minute to get down there.
Cost 200 feet, huh?
240.
As in 240 feet underground. We walk around the cage and out of the shaft into the tunnel to the right.
To my right.
The tunnel is cut 18 feet in diameter with a small train track on the bottom. Walking next to the track along the curved wall is a little tricky. Groundwater seeps through the limestone bedrock that the tunnel was drilled through, collecting along the bottom. This tunnel is part of the city's efforts to reduce the number of sewage overflows. These overflows happen when it rains, and they cause raw, untreated sewage to dump straight into rivers and lakes. Mike Miller is the manager of construction for Citizens Energy Group. He says the tunnel is basically a large storage tank to hold back the overflows, which they refer to as CSOs.
So when there is a CSO event, a combined sewage event, during a rain or snow melt, instead of combined sewage going to the river, it will come in the tunnel and be stored, where it will then be conveyed to our treatment plant and then ultimately processed as sewage and released back to the environment as clean water.
The tunnel is just one part of Indianapolis's plan to bring itself into federal compliance. Fort Wayne is also building a tunnel, and smaller cities like Evansville and South Bend have chosen other options. The EPA is mandating projects like this all over the country, because when sewage flows into streams and rivers, people can get really sick. In severe cases, someone could contract hepatitis or a gastrointestinal illness. One of these overflow sites is just north of downtown Indianapolis, near the 16th Street Dam on the White River. Kevin Hardy works for the nonprofit Friends of the White River. He says 100 years ago, it was perfectly acceptable to dump sewage here.
The solution to pollution used to be dilution. And instead of having raw sewage run down the middle of the roads, the muddy streets, in an almost medieval-like fashion, the idea was, we're going to get this away from where people live.
Until the new drainage projects are done, sewage can overflow into the river at this point when it rains. But people are clearly still coming here. Where Hardy and I are standing, we can see broken beer bottles and torn grocery bags. There are signs, in English and Spanish, that warn people the water is dangerous. But Hardy suspects some residents don't really take them seriously.
Many people in the inner city or more recent immigrants to the city have used the river as a recreational source, and not just as a recreational source, but as a source for sustenance if they're catching fish and eating fish. And there's an environmental justice aspect to that.
Both Hardy and the construction manager with Citizens Energy, Mike Miller, are confident that the tunnels being built in Indianapolis and Fort Wayne will successfully reduce the number of overflows and bring those cities' rivers into compliance with the EPA standards. The entire Indianapolis tunnel system is scheduled to be finished by 2025. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen in Fort Wayne.